It's time for your Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Wheat jumped up to end the week last week, but cattle remained pretty range-bound. Traders didn't get a chance to trade the reports, so today will be the first chance to trade against that information. Virginia McGathy has more on the cattle markets.
Longer-term optimism is really giving the market some underlying support. You know, we've been in a channel for the live cattle and the feeder cattle for a number of months, and now we're at the high end. It looks like that there's some real market support. So let's see what the report says and where we go on Monday. But it could be a few positive things in spite of the fact that the virus is expanding and making it more difficult for some of the people out there in the U.S. But as long as demand is steady enough, I think that we can keep these futures strong as where they are already.
In closing markets, Chicago September wheat futures jumped up 10 cents to end the week to 539 and a half. September corn closed down a penny and a half to 326 and a quarter. Portland prices up slightly. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein now ranging from 578 to 580. Dark northern spring wheat prices up 5 1/4 cents, ranging from 610 and a quarter to 630 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up 47.5 cents on the August board to 101.32.5. Feeder cattle for August up just 2.5 cents to 142.05. Class 3 milk fell sharply on Friday, down 75 cents to $21.75. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.